So, so when you decide to do a thorough person, so more you trust, rely on that, you know, take refuge. That's the main. That's the main thing. What that's the main thing. What receive guidance from Tara. However, the each Tara, the 21 Tara. So each one, any different aspect of Buddha. Basically, is every to bring every sentient being to enlightenment, pacify, to liberate from oceans of samsara suffering, to cease the by causing to extract the path, you know, cease the cause of suffering, delusion, karma, even the subtle departments, bring them to enlightenment. That's the general thing with every Buddha. But but the Tara, 21 Tara, why then each one, that's the same for any aspect of Buddha, but now the 21 different aspect of Tara, I mean different, there's one 21 Tara, Kundalama Adisha, one face, two arm, there's one or two, one very wrathful, at least one rather, the one a little bit wrathful. So that, however, holding this hand, holding wishful vows, so to grant, to fulfill the wishes of the different wishes, you see. So whatever that tara is for, particular wish to grant particular purpose, so then each tara is to grant a particular the purpose, then. Different wishes, particular wishes of sentient. So they're holding the vows, signify that, you know, wish granting vows, you see. So that according to Lama Disha, maybe the manifest Lama Disha, you know, that possible. Then there's a 21 Tara with many arms, and that is according to vision of Parilvatsawa, a great translator, great Tibetan Lama. There's 21 Tara, one like this, one aspect. Then there's another aspect, which I saw the pictures from Taiwan. one face to arm, but then you see the here in the Upali flower, this the implements, which signifies the different functions, what each Tara does. So there's one 21 Tara like this, but then I haven't found out which Lama, which tradition, which Lama vision, see. Then there's another 21 Tara besides that. There's another one, I think the implement is holding, I think, here. I think I don't remember exactly, but it's one I've seen recent year in New Zealand. Or, yeah, I've seen another 21 Tara. So the different, you see, I think the holy beings, great holy beings, see, some 21 Tara appeared according to different aspects, according to the karma of the Lama, those sentient beings, you see, those seven sentient beings, that aspect of 21 Tara, you know, so needed, you see, so manifest for that. So anyway, so as you recite 21 Tara, so the in the center of the Green Tara, then turn the Tara around, you see, like this. You know, the turn around petals, so then you see, like the, from starting from the front of the Green Tara, one word of the altar, give this, the red Tara, this starts, goes around this. So it says that as you recite deep praise, then you see, when you finish the, when you finish the first place, the tara, controlling tara, which is the action controlling, then that absorbs within you. absorbs within you. And then you think that I have received all the qualities, all the qualities of that tara, see. So you know the particular function of this tower is one red one, first one controlling. Controlling over sentient beings. Controlling over the sentient beings. So that they listen to you, they obey to you. So then you bring them into Dharma and pass through enlightenment. Liberate them from samsara, bring them into enlightenment. That's the main reason. And to control over the material possessions that you need for your practice or to benefit from sentient beings, teaching Buddha. So things like that, you see. So first start to control. So then, you recite that praise, they absorb with you. You receive all the qualities of that tara. So, looking at that, so that that'd be okay. But to become that tara, basically, to become that tara, you need initiation. You need great initiation, at least lower tongues of great initiation. Then you can do that. You become that tara, you see. So without having received initiation, you cannot become the tara. So anyway, so the next one, Sam, you see, absorbed to you. When you finish the prayer, then you receive all the quality. So it means within the 21 tara, whatever problem you have, whatever problem the other people have, so everything, there's one tara there that connects. There's one tara there who is to, pacify that problem. Whether it's black magic, or whether it's spirit harm, or whether it's people harm, or whatever it is, you see, or poison, or whatever. So there's always one tara there, you see. You can see it's for that, to pacify that problem. So anyway, either your own problem as well. So you achieved, you see, all the qualities. So then that helps if some for your own personal development, you see, it helps for that, or to some obstacles happening, pacify, it helps for that. And then you help others, also helps for that, you know, by having quality, receive quality, power, so that you can help others. So depending on whatever problem you or other person has, then that particular tara, then you do that practice more, the mantra and the light is right. Nectar beams emitted and integrated in your body mind or the other person's other sentient body mind and purified, you see. Sicknesses, spirit harm, negative karma, defilements, be purified. So you see, I can do that. Then you chant mantra, keep on chanting mantra while the nectar is coming. Well, they receive all the qualities within that person, in that within yourself, you see. And then after you received great initiation, like general Sikh or whatever, some lower tongue of great initiation, or Mitrupa or whatever, the Kunrik or the Mitrupa or the Medicine Buddha, or whatever great initiation you receive, then you can do you can become a tara. I haven't heard the tara great initiation. That I haven't heard yet. I never heard that. Many deities have, some deities, but I said not necessarily every deity, that there's traditional great initiation, not necessarily. So basically that, then you become tara yourself. What?
I see. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, what I was saying is that, so you can, if you are special, kind of, you know, feel very strong Tara, you can, so there, with the 21 Tara, whatever problem there is, you see, you can, so take the Tara, you can, yeah, and can help either yourself or to others, you see, I didn't chant more of that mantra. So, kind of, or the somebody is in prison, when you help, and there's also one Tara there, so to help, so that, so that's it. Pardon? Synthesis. Synthesis only 1 hour.
Oh.
So the previous talk is true. It's true. Since you are studying Tuna Tara and also the Spanish, that, so not now, but maybe later sometime to I want to do the blessings, the oral transmission of the Vinaya Tuna Tara prayer. The Vinaya I received, you know, can receive. So then there's more power, more blessing, more power, you know, when you benefit others or for yourself. So. Yeah, then there was few points which I didn't make clear. A few points yesterday, but I forgot now. So I think it's a very important meditation. It's a very important meditation, what I mentioned yesterday. It's a kind of, it's total change is the life, you know, your view of life, you know. Your view of life is total. Not only change from this life, from, I mean, it can be said from beginners, but the way you believe things, you see. Oh, the way you believe things, to do that. Change from beginners, but you see, life, perception, so they believe. So it's very good to meditate. It's very good, very important to meditate. You think of the problem, whether business problem, relationship problem. So there's various problems. Okay, I can't think of much. So you can think of many more problems. This problem, that problem, this, you know. So, write down all the problems. So anyway, talking there. Then the problem you think, then you see, then be aware. There's no I. See, oh, this real I that you have been believing, not only from this morning, from birth. From beginningless rebirth, you've been believing that there's this real I, you know. So you remember the problem first. Then you see, problem that you believe, you are experiencing, you are suffering this. This eye, this real eye, you know, then you think of the problem, then you think of the eye. First you think of the problem, think of the eye. Let the eye see. Oh, you see. So I have this problem, you see, with this, because the for this real eye, you know, for this real eye. First thing, the problem. Then this problem, you see, for the, this real eye, okay. And then you think the reality. You see. I mean, you can do analysis, you know. But however, again, the simple one is that what I mentioned. You know, this is not this real eye, even all collection of this real eye. This real eye cannot find from tip of the hairs down the toes nowhere. It exists nowhere. Not on this, nor anywhere. Okay? And even the what exists is merely between the eyes. Okay. So that's sand. End of this five, I guess. End of this, not that middle level eye. Even all together, it's not the middle level eye. So where is it? Where is the middle level eye? Couldn't find it anywhere. From the head down the toes. This is exactly the same. Even the existing ones, you can't find it. So you have to got that very clear. You have to got that write down in notebook. You know, make that simple. That very simple conclusion. I mean, that you have to go very clear to your heart. Then it's easy. I mean, there are mental logics, so many, you see, in studies, you see. I mean, this, the conclusion is very simple. So anyway, so. Yeah, so of course, you see, you must have the idea. Oh, because this real eye, in the sense existing from that, or existing by nature, or truly existent. However, because you know, it doesn't exist at all. Neither on this eye case nor anywhere. that doesn't mean that there's no eye. See. That doesn't mean that there's no eye who creates cause of suffering, who creates cause of happiness, who creates cause of samsara, who creates cause of liberation, who creates cause of hell, who creates cause of enlightenment. it's not saying it doesn't exist. Okay? So, so you see, so before believing there's a problem and there's this real eye, problem for this real eye, you see, but the real eye is not there. So now, then how do you think? Now, how do you see the problem? The interesting thing is, now, how do you see the problem? It's not there. So, do you still have the problem? So that part. Do you still have the problem? First thing, relationship problem. So it's not there. Okay? So now, one question. So, you know, if you're getting, if you're going to sue somebody, I'm going to sue somebody, for the me level eye, you see, purpose of suing is because you believe harm to this real I that you who sue somebody. Eventually, you mean suicidal. What? So anyway, so you see, before you sue, because you believe, you see, the persons are harming me, they realize, you see. I believe in real. But now it's not there. And so, I mean, do you still sue the person's harm to me level eye? Do you still sue the person harm to me level eye? So that's the question. When you are angry to somebody, in the relationship situation, in the relationship problem, you see, when you're angry, whatever the person did, you know, you get angry with that person because believing that there is some harm to this, to the heart, there is some harm to me, the real I inside this body. You see, so now. You're not getting angry or harm to the person, because he/she is harming to me level I. You're not doing that. You think they ever happened to a person? Somebody sue or angry back or say you're harming to me level I. So that's that. This meditation is very important. Because what we do is normally total opposite. They fall under ignorance, wrong belief, wrong view, you know, false eye. We do everything for the false eye. Everything we do for the false eye. Is which is not there. Okay? So the you see, so this, what I was saying is this awakening. it's a part of enlightenment. It brings to enlightenment. So we have to. There's so many wrong views, wrong superstitious thought. So many wrong. So we have to enlighten. We have to discover. Yes. So you see, so this is a very important one. The other thing is, of course, I am important. I am most important. Others not. So that you see, superstition. You see, that I am most important than others. My happiness is more important than others' happiness. So that's a different one. Again, exactly same wrong thing. Doesn't have a logical reason. Valid reason. That again, another meditation. That goes into, you know, at least bodhicitta. So, first thing of problem. And you see, then you see the problem is real. The real I. Then you think, analyze, you see. There's something there. Then you think now, how you see the problem? Is the problem there or not? It's very important. So you see, especially I think very important relationship problem. That you see. To research, to check. Then the relationship problems doesn't exist. But there's no such eye there. You're trying for this real eye, is not there. So then that problem doesn't exist. See? So you don't harm to, you don't harm to other people. Immediately you can bring peace. You can be harmonious to that person. You see? So anyway, so you think, write down a book, different problems, then do meditation like this. It's very good. So that's training. That's training for our mind, you see. So if you if you say understood well and solved your problems, and then you can help other people. Help other, then you can help those other people. Even suicidals, many people are getting help. Many suicidal, much of the suicidals, relationship problems. And some can be business people, business, you fail in business, so they're suicidal. But the other one is maybe nobody loves me. No family loves me. You don't find it. Some people that you don't find anybody, so you think you're alone, then maybe suicidal. So, yeah. So anyway, I want to emphasize that from last night's talk, the about emptiness. You see, very important this one. otherwise, if you don't meditate, you know, then you can study billions of pages of emptiness, and you can memorize in by heart. But if you don't meditate, if you don't get experience, then you see, only thing is you just become a scholar, and that's it. So, then you see your problem is still the same, not solved. Even after learning billions of pages, you know, which is about teaching the emptiness. So you see, you're the person still have all the problems. You know, even before you knew the teachings, it's the same. If it's not more, not less, the more will be pride. More will be pride, so much pride. You know. So you see, that. So you see, so you don't get it. You know the words, but you don't have the experience inside. So that. There was later one Geshe Lama Gonja, but I've forgotten now. I didn't clarify. I told Geshe Lama Gonja, but there was some, you know. I remember this morning, but then I forgot again. So. Okay. So I think that's So she asked a question. They asked to talk because of our question. You know. So I want to since she asked that question, I want to answer. I want to go through that. So I didn't finish answering to her question. So I did my own trips. I did my own trips last yesterday. No, the same question she asked, I didn't do. So this is what becomes a one meditation, emptiness. Besides what the first one that I mentioned is you know, 24 hours. See, 24 hours, you know, the mind constantly labeling, constantly mere imputation, I. Then during the sitting, or walking, eating, meditating, or drinking, or laying to sleeping, whatever, all constant. because there's the aggregates, and then what the body is doing, all the eating, walking, sitting, all the and what the mind is doing, you know, happy, unhappy, you know, making a plan, this is, and the, what the speech is doing. So, because I guess exists, so the mind, so the label I exist. Mm. Even though you can't find on the base, I guess, okay? The very important one. So now, and very important point. Very important point. You don't find, you cannot find on the base, I guess, okay? even the imputed one. Have you got the idea, have that, very importantly, that clear idea of that. So anyway, so the mind constantly make up the label I, and then action of the I, constantly. Depending on what the body does, depending on what speech does, what the mind does. 24 hours. Okay, like that from birth time. Like that from beginning literary birth. Like that up to enlightenment. Even up to enlightenment. Even up to enlightenment. Even up to elimination. So anyway, so the mind, the mind is the make up the label I, merely input I, and merely input the function. So all exists. It's all mere name. Exist mere name. I mere name. Function mere name. So the way to maintain is that, so you really this morning, see, so first they were laid down, see, then you get up, dressing up, you see, I'm dressing up, you see. So the body is doing action, dressing up, you see. So then the mind, the label, I'm dressing up, I, my name, I'm dressing up, action, my name, you see. So that, the washing, then body does washing, see, and then mind, level I, see, and which is my name, and the function washing, my name. So you come like this up to tonight, you know, go to bed, you see. So then you go over the whole life, then, you know, from beginning to then you go up to enlightenment, you see. one meditation. Also, you can do this meditation while you're walking, you know, not just sitting, but this one you can do while you're walking, you know, doing job. You can meditate this continuously. mindfulness, while you're cleaning, while you're working kitchen, whatever you're doing, so you can, your mind can be in meditation. Continuously, see, that is not that it's not I, but the merely embedded one, and the, you know, action clinging merely embedded one. So mind is mindful, say, your mind is mindfulness in meditation, you see. So while you're talking to people, so you see, well, your mind is in the meditation while you're talking to people. So you see, so the merely embedded I, you know, then you see, doing the merely embedded action, talking, you see, that, you see, there's not that, you see. For example, it is what I'm doing. So first you ask question to yourself, what I'm doing, you see. I'm talking. So why I say I'm talking? see. Why I believe I'm talking? So there's nothing. No other reason. Nothing. except the body, the action. Body, I guess, doing the action, talking. That's it. So that's it. Then the mind made up the label. Well, you see, mind went to the label. I and the went to the label of talking. So that's it. You know, it's all of this. This is my name. It's not real. This isn't real. Real in the sense existing from the society. There's such thing. So so while you're talking to people, you see, while you have a meeting, talking, you know, you see, your mind can be meditation, that, you see. Mm. Yeah, part of your mind is that meditation. So that while you're walking, you can do the same thing. Mm. So you, when you're cleaning, you know, when you're doing job, so forth, you know. So this way, this way, your life is very busy. Your life is very busy, but at the same time, you see, you're practicing Dharma. Goodness, you're practicing Dharma, because your mind is in meditation, see. And to hear emptiness, the most important, because most important, without this, cannot cut directly, cannot cut it, or the eliminate the root of suffering and delusion karma directly. The defilements, so the most important for that, is the most important. So, so your life is very busy, but you see this way, unified with the Dharma. You know, meditation. You put your mind in meditation, you see. related to the work. Related to the work. So like that. So, then that, so during that time, while your mindfulness, you see, there's a I, and you see, the no real I, you know, this, because you believe inside the body. But you see, I is merely embedded the mind and merely embedded action, see. So during that time, somebody criticizes you, it doesn't hurt you. Suddenly somebody criticizes you, somebody put you down, or somebody look at you, somebody look at you like this. Oh, somebody look at you. Somebody looking like this, or, you know, putting down the other person. Anyway, so somebody disrespects you, it doesn't bother you. You know, during that state of mind, that bothers you, see? Because there is no, during that time, there is no belief, real eye there, you see. So it doesn't bother. It's just nothing. You know, it doesn't pass like that. So, like that. So, so no matter how life's busy, but if your mind is able to keep like this, you know, meditation like that, it was extremely important to the emptiness. So, it's not that there's no I, you know, believing there's no I, you know, that, but, you see, you are in. You are, say, not, say, nihilism, or you have a total wrong view. But you see, your mind is aware, what's the false eye, what all I which exists, your mind is aware. So here you are maintaining the dependent arising, you see. There's I, but... in mere imputation, because there's aggregates, you see, the mere imputative actions like that. So during that time, your heart free. There's no all these problems, you know, all these, like I say. Like the candy, you know, if the candy after the candy drops on the drops in the ground, then get all the dust. you know. But yeah, get all the dust, all the junk. You know, what he say? What is that? What is that example? So you find some example like that. So during that time, during the meditation, your heart is free. No, this strong grasping desire, one particular object, and then, you know, get rid of something. You know, the discriminatory anger attachment, you see. All these problems, you know, getting into, you see, something real, on the basis of real, you see, existing from the side, which is hallucination. Then holding on that, you know, holding on, grasping the ones, kind of getting rid of it. So anyway, I say, now think this. If everybody in the world, you see, realize this, you know, the realizes there's no this real I there. And what exists is my name, my limit in my mind. we haven't yet meditated the different problems, and you know what I said, this real I, because the real I, you know, then you think there's such thing, you analyze it, such thing, then what happened, then how you see the problem, it doesn't exist, you see, all that. So we need to meditate that. Then you will come to know everybody in the world. So yeah, have this realization. You know, you maintain this. I mean, realization this. Can you imagine? Unbelievable problem. Global problem. Fighting each other. Countries fighting each other. All the political. You're trying to get some other country. You know, trying to get some other country. Politically, I mean, through material, by force. This. So much. All this. Global and whatever, society, family, you know, individual. There's so much problem. It's not there, you know. It stops. Not there. It stops. everything stops. It's all this. So all these global problems, so much. Killing each other, so much, you know, one power. All this power to, that you want to be more powerful than them. See, you want to be more rich than them. So, trying to get others. So, all this. Certainly, there's no meaning for that. Suddenly found the reason to drink from Jim. So if you expand, at first you maintain your own, see. Then after you expand the whole world, it's really amazing. So much problems stops. So there's unbelievable peace and happiness. You know. Then from there, you see, from there, you can open the heart, even much deeper of compassion, you know, or to help others. So think that, you see, the second what I mentioned, you see, yesterday, then you look at all the rest of the world, you see. So the then you see how unbelievable peace and happiness on this earth to the people, animals. When the people have, then also animals have so much peace and happiness. The living beings. Just quick, what I have finished there. So. Oh, she asked a very good question. So, I shouldn't waste that. So, so okay. So, oh, the eye. Okay. So, because there's aggregates, so there's a base, and so there's the label I exist, okay? which doesn't exist separately, but which exists differently, okay? Maintain that. So, okay? Now the base aggregates, okay? how that exists is mere name, merely imputed by mind. Because there is collections of the five aggregates, form, feeling, cognition, combined against consciousness. So that's the base. That's the base to be labeled aggregates. So the aggregates exist, but is nothing other except what is merely imputed by mind. It is nothing other except what is merely imputed by the mind. But it's good to meditate. But then, of course, if you don't write, then you don't have a letter. You don't have a English you can remember. But this is good to meditate. So the images you get, a clear idea. You know there. But if you can't remember, then better write down. So that it's helpful. So that it's helpful for in the future. Now in the future, all the times, if you write down for yourself, for other people. So aggregates, you see, the base of the eye, how it exists, it's nothing of that. Except what is merely emitted by the mind. Level matter by the mind. Because there's the collections of the five. Fire gets gathered, okay? That's it. Now the form. Oh. What is form? It's nothing other except what is merely imputed by the mind. Because this group of this body, all these five limbs, head, hands, legs, and the center body, groups of these parts. So what was labeled form before? It doesn't exist. So subtle, being so subtle. Merely imputation. It's a merely imputed. Now, and then you can continue the meditation. Head. You see, one piece. there are five parts of the body. And then the main center body is six. The head, example, head. So what is the head? Nothing. Nothing other. Then what is merely impeded by mind? Because there's the group of the parts of the head. So that's the basis to label the head, which is nothing other. Then what is imputed by the mind? So now, we're not going to go through all the long time. Is it going? It take a long time to go through more finer. So we just go straight to it. Okay. So there's all these different parts. You see, inside brain and the ears, nose and the eyes, you know, all the different skulls and the, you know. So there's all these different pieces. So if you're a doctor or you studied it, you know everything what is there, all the pieces they put together. Like a football, you know, they're wrapped, you know, by skin. All the pieces are wrapped by skin. And the top part, hair is growing. Now looks strange, yeah? So all these pieces wrapped up by skin. then those pieces has got names, see? All these pieces got together, you know, put together, wrapped up by skin, you see? So they all have different names. All the pieces have different names. So now, so all those also merely impeded by mind, you know. Because there's the basis, you see. It says their own basis, you see. Exists, so all those labels, you know, are just a mere name. Merely impeded by mind. See? So the idea is what you're supposed to get in your heart is that there's nothing real. There's nothing real, you see. Exists but not real. Not total non-existent, it exists but not real. Okay? Not real, not inherently existent. Same. This idea what you should get in the heart. Okay, now. So now it goes down to the goes down, very small pieces. Go down, 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 down. Now, because of the atoms. All these atoms. Okay? Now, according to a Prasangika school philosopher, the atoms, you know, they are particular atoms. Even the atoms, what they are, is nothing other except what is merely impeded by the mind. Came from mind, merely impeded by mind. Now the particles of the atoms has also particles of the atoms. So it goes on like that. According to Prasangika school view. And the other schools, the lower schools, they believe, you know, they have no particular atoms. Atoms, no particles. They believe that. But as person gets a little bit of particles, seven particles. So now think. Now concentrate here. Get the idea of atoms. What is that? There's nothing. Just merely image by mind. Label made by mind. Because they are particular atoms. So now the particular atoms. Okay. So. Now think this. Particles are atoms. What is called particular atoms is a name. Is name. Name has to come from mind. Has to be given by the mind. So even the particular atoms is merely emitted by mind. So therefore the particular atom particles of the atoms do not exist at all from its own side. So maintain this. Now, from the particles of the atoms, the final, from there up to the eye, all this nothing. Up to the eye, see, self, nothing. Except what is merely emitted by mind. So all this like doesn't exist, is not doesn't exist, but like doesn't exist. Extremely fine phenomena. From particular atoms up to the cell, eye, everything. So extremely fine phenomena. Just enough existing, see, because it has the base, which is what merely left by mind. So now you get the whole idea from the cell down to atoms, you know that. So now, how you saw before, how you believed before, from the self down to the particular atoms, everything real from its own side. Each one, everything real from its own side. Existing. All that is totally false. Totally false. Okay? Totally false. Total non-existent. From the cell down to the atoms, particular atoms, particular. All the view we had before, in the past, from this morning, from birth, before, all this. total hallucination. Total nonsense. Not slightest, even atom is there. So all these, you know, what we have believing in something real, you see. All this superstitious mind, ignorance. See, what is it? So this is mentation emptiness. And the previous one, dependent arising, subtle dependent arising of personal school. Now the next one, what I was talking about here, all the hallucinations, all piled hallucinations, from the cell down there, particular atoms, or powers of hallucination. So this is another meditation, you see. While you're busy, to a part of your mind to meditate on, to be aware. All this is not true. So, I mean, I say all this hallucination, okay? Total non-existent, okay? Yeah. Okay, you have to stop. Then the other one is conscious, then you have to go to consciousness. And by consciousness, they say consciousness from life to life, then this life, consciousness, then one day, consciousness, for 24 hours consciousness, then 1 hour consciousness, then 1 minute consciousness, second conscience, minute conscience, second, conscience, then this split second, then that. You see, so that is it. So they all this millimeter by mind, okay? So that analysis then, then to realize everything what exists is from a subtle conscience, subtle, again, Sam. So from there up to self, all this is millimeter by mind. All this millimeter by mind. So all this empty. All this total empty of existence from that side. Okay? That's cemented. So you can do cementation. A subtle dependent emptiness in a subtle dependent arising. Then the other hallucinations here. Mental on all the hallucinations, okay? There was your hallucination. So that, okay? Then, yeah. So this is one meditation. And this is all the feeling, cognition, there's also that. This is conscious. The compound, I guess. Yeah. So the more or less sense, the analyzing, so they to find out how they made it in my mind. Same. So, okay. So that's it. No, these are the past, present, future, medical, and tailor, medical, and others. Changjo, Simjo, Himbo, Jema, Jeva, Na, Jejo, Jejeva, Nyamba, Meva, Yekone, Ekondo, Opewa, Jo. These are the three times medical, and tailor, medical, and others. And then you see, it's empty, matter, I was empty, chief. The Guru Shadam with this enlightenment, which empty, later all the things were empty. To that good shepherd, the enlightenment which is empty, by myself alone is empty. So, thank you very much. Enjoy. In the Jamba, the Sanje Shindu.
Disfrutar la cena.
Disfrutar la cena.